Listen to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And we're joined once again on the line by Director of Netball, Head of Coaching for the newly rebranded Saracens Mavericks. It's Kat Ratnapala. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Do you know what? Really doing very well, thank you, Kat. Great to talk to you always. Well, as we were talking last week, exciting times. It really is just generally for netball right now. But obviously, this start, the return of the Super League. You guys were in action with all 10 teams at the Birmingham Arena last week. And it was a tricky start, wasn't it, against multiple champions Manchester Thunder. Talk us through a little bit about the action and what you learnt, I guess, from the first game of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, Thunder are a formidable team. They've been together for a few years now, the squad, and they went out in full force against us, which was, you know, as we expected. We knew it was going to be a tough first game for us. But you know what? There was some really good stuff there. There was some really exciting play. I was really pleased with some of the combinations we were putting out. To have new combinations out on court and new players getting their first cap with Mavericks was awesome. So we'll absolutely take that for the first game. There's obviously some stuff that we need to be working on with new combinations. There's obviously understanding and some errors creeping in, unfortunately, into our game. But we're not the finished article by no means and by no stretch of the imagination. We've got 5 months to sort ourselves out, and the final is on the 18th of May, so we've got a few months to finalise things and to really make sure of our combinations and understandings within the squads, and I'm excited about where we're going.
You know, absolutely, and again, against the very formidable Manchester Thunder, as I say, two-time champions, 58-51. I guess, Kat, just to reflect briefly on that game one more time, going down at the half 22-30, was that kind of the difference? That's quite a big margin, isn't it, I guess, to claw back in the second periods?
Well, against a team like Thunder, who retain possession very, very well, it is. But, you know, we made changes at half-time. I think going into that first half and going into that half-time break, within the game of netball, you have your centre pass. If you lose your centre pass, obviously the other team score off it, they score off their own, and then they have another centre pass. So you can be three goals down very easily and very quickly within the game of netball. So for us, it's making sure of our possession, as I say, making sure of our connections and making sure that we are taking every opportunity through to goal, which Thunder did extremely well. As I say, the turnovers were there for us, and in the third quarter we absolutely came out, and I think we got nine turnovers from them in that quarter, which, as I say, from a team like Thunder, they don't throw the ball away easily. They are a very well-drilled side, which is all credit to their coaching staff and their players, and they've got a really talented squad. Mm. So to lose by seven goals at the end of the game, yes, obviously I was disappointed. No one likes to lose. But in the same token, I was pleased with parts of our performance, and it's that consistency that we're looking for today.
I guess, again, you mentioned the exceptional defensive play there against this great Manchester Thunder. England international Razin Kwasi, I think, must have played a role in that. But again, talking about shooting, I was really impressed to learn that young Gabby Fisher had an amazing third quarter, 100% accuracy, 13 from 13. Again, a young girl, she must have enjoyed that quarter. I guess something for her to build on, and almost, again, another big positive to pick out.
Absolutely, yeah. George Fisher shot exceptionally well. She overall in the full match, she was at 90%. So really, really positive from her, and it's looking at her availability again. New feeders feeding her, looking at her availability. I'm sure we can expose her more and give her more opportunities at goals. So that's been the focus this week at training, just to make sure that we are giving our shooters enough opportunities to take and turn to post. But yeah, you mentioned Raz as well. Razzie has been selected for the quad series, and really excited for her. It's a great opportunity for her to step up. There are a few injuries in their defensive end, in England's defensive end at the moment, so it's a great opportunity to go out and for her to see what she can do. She had a fantastic opportunity in Jamaica and played for the England squad there and really stepped up and delivered. And again against Uganda as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity for her to go out and play against the top teams in the world.
And of course, in what is World Cup year, and that quad series is literally just around the corner, I think gets underway next Sunday as England, the Roses, tackle New Zealand at the Echo Arena. As well as that, they'll be taking on the Proteas of South Africa and Australia as netball builds 2019 to the July World Cup. But right here, right now, we are going into Super League action. It continues today. And I tell you what, goodness me, I know you're not one for excuses or making any negativity ahead of the game. But the fixture list has been tough to you early doors. Again, and a multiple champion. Again, an old rival travelling to Surrey Storm today. Again, I guess eager to, as they used to say, show bounce back ability and get that maybe first win of the season under the belt.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had the Storm today to Guildford, and I'm looking forward to going to Storm, and obviously my old club, Georgia Lee's old club, Joe Tripp's old club, we know them very well. They will be missing a few South African imports as well for this match, this fixture, simply because of the quad series coming ahead. So they're missing a few key players as well. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity for us to, again, get out again. We're going to be missing Raz, but we've got everybody else in the squad. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do on court following from training this week and righting a few wrongs from last week.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kat, we're excited. We're rooting for you. We're going to follow you all season, as you know. I know your first home fixture is a Friday clash, January the 25th, but already a sellout, given again the reflection of the boom that is netball right here, right now. That's very positive. But people listening, I'm sure, eager to get involved with you guys, the Saracens Mavericks, follow you throughout the season. How can we learn more? What's the best way to show our support online and maybe get down to see you towards the end of the season?
Yeah, so social media, so follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can go to our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk. And absolutely, we've got opportunities at University of Essex, in Colchester, and also in Milton Keynes, Marshall Arena, where we've got larger venues as well, where we're going out and hopefully opening our doors to more spectators. So if you haven't been able to get tickets as of yet, then register onto the website and hopefully we'll see you again.
No doubt about it. And as I say, we at Verum Sports are excited to follow the Saracens Mavericks all season. For here and now, Kat, I want to again appreciate and say thank you for your time. And as always, send our best to the team today as you take on those old rivals, the Surrey Storm.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Take care. Thank you.